Hello, today is the 24th of June, 2024. I'd like to discuss today something called MPGE. That is an abbreviation for miles per gallon of gasoline equivalent. And I'm going to be, for this, reading an article from Car and Driver, the website. And this article is from Hurst Auto's Research. So what is MPGE? The abbreviation stands for miles per gallon of gasoline equivalent. It measures the fuel efficiency of vehicles that run on non-liquid fuels such as hybrid and electric models. These fuels, such as compressed natural gas and electricity, are rated in MPGE as opposed to the standard miles per gallon. Who developed the MPGE rating system? The Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, established MPGE as an energy efficiency metric introduced in 2010. Its mission is to relate the amount of energy expended by alternative fuel vehicles to that of traditional gas-powered variants. MPGE does not necessarily equate to a solid comparison between operating costs with these two types of engines due to the wide variation in costs between alternative fuel vehicles and internal combustion engines. Therefore, the EPA assumes prices that represent national averages. What is the Mulroney sticker? The US requires the Mulroney sticker, or window sticker, on all new cars. This label must be clearly visible to shoppers and affixed to the car's window. It includes a listing of the car's official information. The window sticker got its name from Oklahoma Senator Elmer Mulroney. The illustrious history of MPGE. With the introduction of alternative fuel vehicles, the US enacted the 2007 Energy Independence and Security Act, EISA, to help manage this advanced technology. The new information, such as MPGE ratings, should be incorporated in the Mulroney label of new cars and light-duty trucks sold in America. These additions included information about greenhouse gas emissions and other air pollutants that environmentally conscious consumers want to know. The EPA and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, administered several studies to come up with the best way to redesign the label while providing customers with simple comparisons across the industry. With the 2012 model year, the changes went into effect in order to help shoppers choose more efficient, eco-friendly vehicles, including plug-in hybrid and battery electric vehicles. The EPA conducted a variety of focus groups that yielded research showing that participants did not understand kilowatt hours as a measure of energy use. They instead preferred a miles per gallon equivalent, hence the use of the MPGE today. Based on focus group results, the EPA adopted the same format to report ratings for city, highway, and combined, regardless of whether the label indicated MPGE or MPG. How is MPGE determined? To determine MPGE ratings, the EPA uses the precise amount of electric energy that's equal to the energy in 1 gallon of gasoline, according to the Green Car Reports. By determining the vehicle's consumption per distance, the organization could calculate its MPGE. The agency uses advanced computer modeling or an actual driving cycle to convert native units into a gasoline energy equivalent. By considering liquid fuel's tank-to-wheel and an electric vehicle's wall-to-wheel consumption, it can measure the amount of energy that the owner will most likely pay to use. For a battery-powered car, the distance it travels per that measure of energy determines its MPGE rating. This is the number that goes on the window sticker in place of the traditional MPG figures. Head over to the EPA's websites to review fuel efficiency and range estimates for every vehicle sold in America. Use the handy tool to compare multiple cars so you can get an accurate picture of just how much you can save by switching to alternative fuels. Is there a better way to determine electric car costs? While a car's MPGE rating is an excellent way to compare its energy consumption to that of a gas-powered car, this number isn't very helpful in determining how much you're going to pay for your vehicle's fuel cost, since that energy usually comes from your home's electric meter. When comparison shopping electric vehicles, it's essential to consider both MPGE and range. A more efficient car costs less to recharge. However, does it have sufficient range to get you where you're headed? According to US News, if an electric vehicle earns an estimated 136 MPGE, compared to a gas car's 32 miles per gallon, it is obvious that the electric vehicle is significantly more efficient. However, you don't have the luxury of that big sign at the gas station like you do when you fill up the tank for a traditional combustion engine model. So, how does that translate into electric costs? Thankfully, the EPA provides another metric to find the answer, the range. The Monroney label also indicates a vehicle's kilowatt hours per 100 miles rating. The figure represents the amount of energy needed to travel 100 miles in kilowatt hours, giving you a reliable estimate of how efficiently a vehicle turns electricity into distance. Keep in mind that the numbers are flipped, so unlike MPG, where a higher number is better, the lower number of kilowatt hours is better. Cost savings for electric cars. Electric vehicles such as the 2020 Hyundai Ioniq offer significant cost savings over their conventional gasoline rivals, simply because electricity is cheaper to buy than gas. Therefore, it's cheaper to recharge than to refill your car. Another interesting fact about an electric vehicle is how efficiently it uses energy, or how much energy gets directed to the wheels versus what's lost to the air as heat. This efficiency is a major reason why electric vehicles are so inexpensive to drive. Many electric motors send 90% of the available energy to move the car forward, while the majority of combustion engines operate at less than 40%, according to Clean Technica. The truth is that less than 40% of the energy available from every gallon of gasoline actually moves the car, leaving more than 60% of that precious and valuable fuel to waste away in the form of heat loss from the engine and other components. Meanwhile, almost all of the low-cost electricity is going right to the wheels, with very little heat loss. Traditional MPG measures how many miles your vehicle travels on 1 gallon of gas. Since alternative fuel vehicles don't always need gas to run, the term MPGe is a more accurate way to compare energy consumption. Check the Monroney sticker on that cute EV next time you visit your local dealership and see what you think. And hopping over to the EPA website that they provide the link for, I went over to the electric vehicle section that they have, and they have a neat list of the top 10 vehicles for fuel economy by fueleconomy.gov, and it lists the models by year. So going to the 2024 list, I'm just going to read the short little introduction. Vehicles are ranked by the EPA combined city highway rating. All electric vehicle, EV, fuel economy is given in miles per gallon, equivalent MPGe, where 33.7 kilowatt hours equals 1 gallon of gasoline.
33.7 kilowatt hours equals 1 gallon of gasoline.
Plug-in hybrid vehicles, PHEV, are ranked by their combined gas electricity rating. So the top 10 list is apparently and presumably the top performing vehicles, all electric vehicles, I believe they are all electric, on this list and on the US market as of right now. So I will start with number 10 on the list is the 2024 Tesla Model S Automatic A1. This is an EV. I'm assuming the automatic is for its transmission, and it is rated at 122 MPGe combined and 127 city and 116 miles highway. Number 9 on the list is the 2024 Lucid Air Touring AWD with 20-inch wheels. It is rated at 123 MPGEs, that is 125 city and 120 miles highway. Number 8 on the list is the 2024 Lexus RZ 300E 18-inch wheels, rated at 125 MPGE and 137 city MPGE and 112 MPGE highway. Number 7 on the list is the 2024 Lucid Air G Touring XR, that is the AWD with 19-inch wheels, rated at 129 MPGE, 130 city, 128 highway. Sharing the number 6 spot on the list are the 2024 Lucid Air Pure RWR with 20-inch wheels at 130 MPGE, 134 city, 126 highway. And also number 6 on the list is the 2024 Tesla Model 3 Long Range AWD at 130 MPGe, 137 city, and 124 highway. Number 5 on the list is the 2024 Tesla Model 3 RWD at 132 MPGEs and 140 city, 125 highway. Number 4 on the list is the 2024 Lucid Air Touring AWD with 19-inch wheels at 133 MPGe, 135 city, 131 highway. Number 3 on the list is the 2024 Hyundai Ioniq, or Hyundai Ioniq 6 Standard Range RWD at 135 MPGE. That's 151 City, 120 Highway. Number two on the list is the 2024 Lucid Air Pure RWD with 19-inch wheels at 137 MPGE, 140 City, 134 Highway. And finally, number one on the list is the 2024 Hyundai Ioniq 6 Long Range RWD, that is with 18-inch wheels at 140 MPGE and 153 MPGE City and 127 MPGE Highway. So those are the top 10 on the list. As you can see, the efficiency is quite high right now, and that is quite refreshing. And going back a few years, we can see that most likely this has improved. And I also found out that the Nissan Ariya Engage, the 2023 model, has a MPGE of about 98-101 combined MPGE, which is not bad, but not anywhere near what these vehicles in that top 10 list could achieve. I mean, we're talking about 130 plus MPGEs, the top spot being 142 miles per gallon equivalent combined. So do consider that next time that you are due to replace your vehicle, or thinking about purchasing a vehicle for the first time, or changing out your vehicle, or replacing your gas operated vehicle for an electric vehicle. Do consider and know that the efficiency is probably the most important metric. And as I've said before, even though I've criticized the cost of electricity that has gone up quite dramatically lately, it is, however, still cheaper than buying petroleum-based gasoline or diesel. It is pretty much hands down undeniable that it is not only more efficient to drive an electric vehicle, but it is cheaper.
It is cheaper. It is cheaper.
The fuel, and like this article mentioned, there's significantly less energy loss from the motor to the wheels. So that is on its own enough justification to switch over. A lot of people, other than the range, they call it range anxiety, given the fear or the anxiety that you're not going to make it to your destination on a single charge, having to either look for a place to charge, stop, or worst case scenario, run out of charge and not find a place where you can charge and stop. If you're in a, let's say, rural, remote area, and you perhaps didn't plan out your trip, and you find yourself in a situation, which I have myself, especially my first few weeks, months of driving an electric vehicle years ago, I did find myself in situations where I was quite fearful, anxious of running out of charge. And in a few occasions, I did run out of charge. So you need to be aware of that the range, like the article also mentioned, is a very important metric, perhaps just as important as the efficiency, because you can have a vehicle that is highly efficient with a very tiny battery.
With a very tiny battery
that can only get you less than 100 miles or 162 kilometers, which may be okay for many people. Many people live in smaller cities, more compact, more dense cities, that would be just fine. So just for me, my first vehicle only ran about 76 miles per charge, probably about 105, 110 kilometers per charge. And I lived with it for 5 to 6 years, drove it nearly 90,000 miles, and was very happy with it, even though I did have some headaches, some anxieties, made some mistakes here and there, ran out of charge a handful of times. But I quickly learned how to manage that problem, how to plan out my trips. That is something you have to do with electric vehicles. Plan out your trips.
Plan out your trips. Plan out your trips.
Another thing I wanted to mention is that in my current electric vehicle, I have achieved an efficiency of 8.2 kilometers per kilowatt hour. That was achieved on a trip of about 50 miles each way. That would be about a 100-mile round trip. And it was performed in June 24th in 2024. So high efficiencies are possible, and this was not something that was done driving extremely slow. I was going a bit below the speed limit, mainly not on the highway. I was on the highway just briefly, and I did go mainly on smaller roads, back roads, like they call them here. And I just want to remind everyone that higher efficiencies are possible if you can manage your
driving habits, electric vehicle driving habits should be different. They're not all the time, but they should be different, I believe. So you can extend or maximize your range and your efficiency. You can do that by, in my case, for my vehicle, if you have the vehicle on economy or eco mode and on the drive or D setting for your transmission, try to minimize the use of B mode unless you're in heavy traffic, city traffic, traffic jam scenarios, because the B mode will lower your efficiency. Although B mode, I have noticed, will significantly save on your braking and perhaps save you on brake pads, etc. However, B mode will lower your efficiency per my experience. So keeping the vehicle on eco mode and D for drive, I believe to be the most efficient way to drive. If you want to lower your brake use and also regenerate a bit more, put energy back in your battery, the B mode is a good option in some scenarios, but it is sometimes better to save energy, not use the energy, instead of having to put that energy back, because there will be a big loss. You're not going to put all the energy that you use back, obviously, into the battery. So it is best to keep the energy in the battery as much as you can, and also try to use the driving conditions and the inclination of the roads to your advantage. For example, if you're going uphill, as you're going uphill, try to lower your speed, decrease your speed, and as you go downhill, let go of the accelerator. That is the advantage of not driving on B mode and driving on D mode and eco. In my case, this allows the vehicle to speed up without braking and trying to regenerate when you let go of the accelerator pedal. When you're in a downhill, it takes full advantage. When you're on D mode and eco mode, it takes the full advantage of allowing the vehicle to speed up and gain speed without using any charge, and at the same time gain coverage or travel some distance while you're going downhill. That way your efficiency goes up, because when you're not using energy, that's when your efficiency goes up. And again, I have achieved about a 8.2 kilometer per kilowatt hour efficiency. That's about the highest I've done so far.
An 8.2 kilometers per kilowatt hour efficiency. If I were to use about 56 kilowatt hour from my 66 kilowatt hour battery, that would translate to about 459 kilometers range, or about 285 miles. That is well beyond the stated EPA range for my electric vehicle, which is about 347 kilometers or 216 miles.
And I will keep you updated in other milestones that I may have achieved with efficiency. Thanks. So this is something I wanted to share and make sure that people that have listened to my earlier rant about electric vehicle charging being a bit too high know that electric vehicle and drivetrains and electric transportation is, as of right now, the most efficient. I cannot tell you about any other alternative fuels such as hydrogen, because they are so rare in this area and so unavailable, and the infrastructure is pretty much non-existent here in the southeast to where that's not even an option. So electric is, at least in this area, the most efficient way to travel. And the cheapest way to travel. So keep that in mind and just keep trying to improve on the efficiency when driving an electric vehicle. And if trying to get an electric vehicle, make sure you do look and consider those two metrics, which are the MPGE, miles per gallon equivalent, and the vehicle's range. Thank you very much.